Maybe there's something in the water. Culver City, California is the home to incredible creativity. Of course, it's where this show is produced. There's also a reggae band here with some pretty impressive celebrity connections. Producer Derek Rath digs into the wide-ranging sounds of the Culver City Dub Collective.
So what's in a name? Core members Adam Topol, who plays drums for Jack Johnson, and Franco Tone, yes, the grandson of the Hollywood actor, coined the name Culver City Dub Collective, first as a musical reference point, but it's also, very literally, a collective effort. Listen to Lies Sweet Inspiration dub from DOS, their debut CD, and immediately you hear loving references to the sound of early dub reggae. Not what you might expect from two white boys from Culver City, California. Got to find my flow, yo, so. Dub is the term for an echo-laden reggae production technique recorded in smoke-filled studios, ganja hotboxes, shall we say. And dub techniques are now frequently used across the board in pop music. Adam Topol.
It was just like the one dub record that was made on like lots of caffeine and Red Bull, you know? So it has a slight different flavor.
But dub isn't the only influence to emerge in the making of DOS.
We had always talked about how amazing the old guys were, but there's no way to reproduce what they do. We wanted it to be warm and something new, so that's where we ended up doing maybe some more bossa nova, or even something like a jazz song that's more like a Gil Evans type of vibe, you know?
Gil Evans is the brilliant jazz producer and orchestrator for Miles Davis, amongst others. An unlikely convergence, perhaps, but one made possible by the collective's cast of characters. What you're hearing here on Waltz for Tomahawk is an orchestration from acclaimed arranger Dave Ralicky, with outside-the-box keyboard work by Money Mark of Beastie Boys fame. He too has worked with Jack Johnson. The guest musicians started shaping the very dynamics of the project, and Franco Tone was inspired to include his love of Afro-Cuban music with the song Makuta. And Jack Johnson himself gives a bluesy contribution with his soulful vocals and guitar on Crying Shame. Likewise, the group's label mate, singer-songwriter Ben Harper, adds some exotic guitar work on Eloise. Dub reggae is still the bedrock of the Culver City Dub Collective. Most exciting for Adam and Franco was involving veteran reggae superstar Winston Jarrett and his band, Adam.
And they came in classic style, just went in there in one take and just did Big Long Gun. Those guys blew us away, and they just couldn't have been more professional, more chill and kind. Yes, I am.
The CD DOS probably couldn't be done by a major label. Made on the fly by a disparate group of musicians, it's more serendipitous creativity than hook-laden songs aimed at the charts. The Culver City Dub Collective really is the sum of its parts, making music just for the fun of it. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
The new album, Dose, from the Culver City Dub Collective is out today. More to come after this.